The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. PoliticalBombshell.com. Rashawn Blyden here. Today's show brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Look at this beautiful t-shirt. And this is the You Can't Breathe Choking From Your Lies. Get your t-shirt today. They're premium tees. And they come in different colors. You can see the black here. You have red. You have a blue. Gray. I don't know what color that is. Looks like grape. I would call that grape. This is one of my favorite colors here. It's like an army type green. You have a baby powder blue there. So you have quite a few to choose from. And obviously this t-shirt was designed in mind to counteract people who are going around with t-shirts saying I can't breathe, based on the fake hands up don't shoot situation with Trayvon Martin. I can't even think of the man's name right now. But anyway, get yours today. Just go to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow Store and get yours today while they're hot. So we're going to talk about something that's very disturbing to me, because I've said it once, I've said it twice. You can testify, go to my Swellcast, and you can see I talk about this situation a lot, because transgenderism, folks, is not godly, and I put God first, and I'm not going to censor myself because someone feels the need to cancel me because I'm telling the truth about transgenderism, and it's satanic. I don't care what spin you put on it. It's plain and simple. And so now you have a Kansas City hospital that's rejecting requests for records as Missouri AG investigates transgender care. Now, I'm a free thinker. I'm always thinking objectively and trying to figure things out. Why would you think a hospital wants to hide records of transgender care? Well, the first thing that would come to my mind are children. Children is what comes to my mind. Nonetheless, let's read. Kansas City, Missouri. A Kansas City hospital is suing Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey over what it calls his burdensome request for records on transgender or gender-affirming care. In a lawsuit filed Friday in Jackson County, attorneys for Children's Mercy Hospital asked a judge to deny Bailey's 54 investigative demands for records and testimony, despite the hospital facing no allegations of wrongdoing, the Kansas City Star reported. Bailey has demanded that the hospital provide records of any prescriptions for hormone blockers as well as surgeries for transgender patients, the lawsuit said. He's also asking for information on when the hospital has reported child abuse. It's always with, you know, we're living in trying times and days. People, non-believers don't believe this, but I, as a believer, know that we're living in the end days. When you have children that can get mutilated by adult doctors, when you can have schools that don't let parents know that their children are going by what do you call it? Preferred pronouns. It's sick, sick stuff. We're living in sick times, sadistic, satanic, demonic days. It's bad. Bailey's spokeswoman, Madeline Serene, questioned the hospital's contention that its gender transition practices are evidence-based and said the facility is refusing to provide even a single document to explain its practices because it has much to hide. Much to hide. That is very concerning, she said. We look forward to prevailing in this request for information and learning what is truly going on with Children's Mercy in connection with gender transition issues. In February, Bailey, a Republican who was appointed Attorney General in November, announced he was investigating the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital after an employee alleged the center was providing children with gender-affirming care without informed consent. Of course they are. This is what they're hiding. This is what they're hiding. Bailey has since expanded the investigation to other health care providers in Missouri. On Thursday, Bailey introduced an emergency rule that will impose several restrictions before adults and children can receive drugs, hormones, or surgeries for the purpose of transgendering or transitioning gender. Republican lawmakers across the country, including Missouri, have proposed hundreds of laws aimed at transgender people, with a particular emphasis on healthcare. At least 13 states have enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming care for minors. That should be common sense. You shouldn't be allowed. I've read stories on my swell. 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds getting gender-affirming care? Are you kidding me? Sick. Sick world that we live in. When you can have... This is child abuse at its highest level. Child abuse at its highest level. When you can have a parent deciding their sickness upon a 4 or 5-year-old. It's sick stuff. Sick stuff. Children Mercy argues in its lawsuit that releasing the information sought by Bailey would violate state and federal laws, including those involving private medical decisions made between patients and doctors. The hospital has also contends Bailey doesn't have the jurisdiction to investigate healthcare companies and physicians which are regulated by the Missouri Board of Healing Acts. The lawsuit also argues many of Bailey's requests are poorly disguised interrogatories that have nothing to do with gender-affirming care. The hospital acknowledges the Attorney General has the authority to investigate deceptive business practices. Well, these are deceptive business practices, what you're doing. Under the state's Merchandise Protection Act, Bud said the authority to use the law as an investigative tool has its limits. You guys are doing exactly that. It's a deceptive business. Whether it be healthcare or not, you're being deceptive. The demand letter sent to Children's Mercy far exceeds those limits, the lawsuit said. The facility also contends that the hospital are not regulated under the law and said the hospital cannot in good faith attempt to comply. Shut them down. Shut them the heck down. Shut them down and shut them down fast is what I have to say. Shut them down, these satanic, evil, demonic people. Shut them down. Shut them down right now. Shut them down. Today's show again was brought to you by You Can't Breathe. You can't breathe because you're choking from your lies. Get yours today at politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bomb Show Store. Share this show with others, and I will see you in the next one. Peace out. Peace out. Political corruption, people of nation, a new sheriff.